Hi, family. I am not certain what happened, but there were some technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that. So I just want to pick up where I was saying, just learn to forgive those who have wronged you, and also learn to forgive yourself, because that's part of your growth process. So I just want to encourage you through this time to find a place of healing, continue to exercise, continue to do the things that that are giving you a more healthier outlook on where things are. You may not be able to go out and do a lot of things that you used to the movies, to, you know, to a restaurant like you used to, but just, you know, find an alternative to help you through. And as I said earlier, God is in control. All these things will work out for them. He knows all these things that are happening. Continue to remember social distancing as we go through, as we continue through our COVID stages. Wash your hands and, you know, all those great things that you hear all the time. But just remember to wear a mask. And the mask is not only to protect yourself, it's to protect others. So, again, just stay encouraged through this, and stay encouraged through all the things that you are struggling with, your finances, those things, the outlooks that that don't look like there's not going to be an end. Trouble does not last always. Trouble does not last always. Also, if you are struggling with so many things and you can't seem to find an outlet, find a way to move past them, Ellen Foundation does have a counselor on staff that's part of the team. And please feel free to contact us by info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, info@thelmfoundation.org. We will put you in touch with our counselor that we have, that we've partnered with here. Please, no worries. All these things are confidential. If you are in the Washington, D.C. metro area and you are in need of food, please also email us at info@thelmfoundation.org, and we will make sure that we will get food out to your family. So we thank you. We thank you so much for continuing to tune in to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. If there's a suggestion, or if you're just not certain about a lot of things, please, please, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Visit our website, which is www.thelmfoundation.org. There we do provide resources if you're struggling with domestic violence and those things as well. But before we end our broadcast, I just want to pray with you. And, you know, so you can continue on your day and just remember that God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what is being said or what is being shared. God has not forgotten us. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We are grateful. We are thankful that you kept us through the night. We are thankful that you've given us a new day. Lord, as we continue through each day, we ask that you first and foremost teach us how to forgive those who have wronged us. Teach us how to begin to move past all the hurts and the pains in which we are dealing with. Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen us in faith, and we thank you in advance for doing so already. Lord, we pray for our frontline workers as they are continuing out there, pressing through, helping our family members, helping us as we continue to move past COVID. We ask that you strengthen them, that you cover them, camp your angels around them. Lord, we also ask that as our nation is in such an unrest under racial tensions, Lord, we ask that you protect those who are out there using their words per the Constitution. And also we ask that the men and women in uniform are protected from the from those who are want to create trouble and who are out to harm the men and women in uniform. So we ask that you put you camp your angels around those who are doing things the right way, Lord. We ask that you protect them. We ask that you protect their family, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy, for never leaving us or forsaking us, Lord. We thank you that you continue to allow us to spend time with our family, that you've blessed us with food on our table, that you continue to strengthen us in time of need. Lord, as we continue to move forward through all things, Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, Lord. And we are just so thankful that you didn't allow the lands to be flooded and consumed, Lord, by water. And we are thankful that you allowed us to turn back to you. Lord, I speak a blessing over those who are listening and those who are not able to tune in but and wish that they were able to. Lord, I bless them. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, continue to stay strong. Family, continue to stay strengthened. And God bless you. Continue to stay encouraged. And as I said earlier, if you are in need of counseling and or are in need of food, please feel free to reach out. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. God bless you. Have a safe holiday weekend. Bye now.